This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. If there is one thing most of us can agree on, it's that most of us feel we live in a divisive, polarized time. Irshad Manjay is the founder of the Moral Courage Project, which teaches people worldwide how to talk about thorny issues productively instead of canceling each other. Her latest bestseller is Don't Label Me, How to Do Diversity Without Inflaming the Culture Wars.
Irshad, you founded the Moral Courage Project, a wonderful name. Tell us what that is and what are your goals with the project?
Well, the project has actually been around for a few years now, and it started by teaching people worldwide how to practice and develop moral courage. And very briefly, I'll say that, you know, when people hear the phrase moral courage, we often think, speak truth to power, because that's how Robert F. Kennedy and many others like him defined it. But today, we're living in a time when media push the narrative that I don't have any power. Power always exists out there, in the politicians, in the police officers, in the tech titan and the media mogul and the corporate captain. In other words, everybody but me. So, you know, no wonder I have to lash back. And that's simply not true. The reality is that all of us human beings are born with brains that have a primitive region. And that part of the brain makes us feel more stressed out, more defensive, and therefore more fearful whenever we encounter points of view that contradict our own. And when you think about the fact that we're also living in a time where we're all immersed in technologies that are designed to amp up the emotional parts of our brain, you can see why moral courage today doesn't just mean speak truth to power out there. It also means speak truth to the power of your own ego brain, the part of the brain that wants you to be fighting constantly. And the Moral Courage Project is now teaching people how to calm that part of the brain down so that, frankly, we can give a hearing, a fair hearing to all kinds of views and learn from them so that at the end of the day, we can come up with solutions that are sustainable, sustainable because they've got buy-in from all sides.
Well, you're right about us being divided and polarized. I think certainly in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like we're going through right now. So when we talk about some of these hot topics like diversity, racism, politics, those many topics that currently have our society so polarized, how do we overcome those differences? How do we keep from taking offense when someone expresses a different view from our own?
The key thing to remember is that most people are not evil or crazy or wanting to do you harm. Most people who have a point of view sincerely believe that they are right. And so the last thing you want to go in to a conversation with someone who has a different point of view doing is telling them that they're wrong. From their perspective, you are wrong. And you're not going to change their mind, just like they're not going to change your mind by ridiculing and mocking and berating. What you want to do is glimpse their humanity and ensure that they see that you view them as a human being. And that means you're the one who's going to have to take some steps to calm yourself down.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Manjay talks about her upcoming visit to Western Michigan University.
When I come to Western Michigan University, I will be teaching everybody who attends the marquee event some core tips and techniques about how to lower your own emotional defenses. And here's why you should. It's not because you want to be nice. It's not because you want to be civil. It's because you want to become a better communicator of your own point of view. So here's the ironclad law of human psychology, that if you want to be given a fair hearing, the most reliable way to get that fair hearing is to give one first. In other words, you can lead by listening. And remember, you're not compromising anything by listening. Listening does not mean having to agree with. What it means is clearing space so that your so-called other has the incentive to listen to you as well.
I think it might be a good place here to pause and talk about the concept or the definition of diversity, since that's a big part of what we're talking about. And that word is misused, if I understand you correctly. Mm-hmm. What is honest diversity?
Well, I do distinguish between honest diversity and dishonest diversity. So let me start with dishonest diversity. That's the kind of diversity that slices and dices each of us into prefabricated categories, sticks us into those categories, and leaves us there as if we are inert objects. Categories such as BIPOC or white or queer or straight or cis or feminist, capitalist, socialist. Look, you can be any one of those things, but those are labels. And labels do not capture all of what you are. And so if we're going to be practicing diversity much more honestly, we've got to recognize first that all of us, if I may use an anti-label label, all of us are plurals. We are so much more than meets the eye. And that means instead of assuming things about one another based on the labels that our primitive brains give to each other, we've got to engage rather than assume. And that brings me to what honest diversity is about. Honest diversity recognizes that even within groups, people are not the same. Just because I'm part of the same demographic as, say, Muslims, because I happen to be a Muslim, does not mean that I share the same way of thinking as everybody who is part of that group. It would be absurd to say, well, all Muslims think alike. That's not true. And it's also not true that all straight white guys think alike. So honest diversity takes into account that we are individuals as much as we are members of communities, and that as a result, we also have diversity of viewpoint. And you know, when we again clear space for the individuality of each of us to shine through, for us to be able to express what we believe, why we believe it, we're in fact dismantling stereotypes. And that's why I say you can have free speech expressing what you truly believe, as well as social justice at the same time.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Irshad Manjeh, the founder of the Moral Courage Project. A campus community event, Conversations in Divided Times, is planned at Sangren Plaza at Western Michigan University. It starts at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, September 21st. Advance registration is encouraged. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.